I was just a normal ranger to start off with. And because all the fishing that happens in the river, I wanted to become a fishery inspector so I could have some powers to check fishing gears and talk to tourists and whatnot.
You were also the first Indigenous female ranger, weren't you?
Yeah. And that for that group, yeah, the Mulluk Mulluk group that's out at Daly River.
How do you feel about that? Is that something that's special to you?
It is, actually, because before coming a ranger, I was a teacher. I've worked in a school for 10 years. And after I finished working at the school, I approached, because my uncle was the boss of the ranger group, I approached him and asked if I wanted to be a ranger, and he said to me, I didn't even think about it, having a lady, female ranger in my group, so I was the first lady, really, which was a good feeling. And being a ranger is a very awesome job, because we're not just working the river, but we also work on land as well. So we're juggling river and land.
What kind of stuff do?
We do a lot of spraying, weeds. Sometimes we do spraying along the riverbanks in the boats and on land on quad bikes, buggies, cars.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
We have to work with animals, you know, out in the bush like buffaloes, crocodiles and whatnot, but it's our land. We want to look after the country, make sure that everything's going really good. And for me, wanting to be a fishery inspector is because it's my home, Daly River is my home, and I want to look after the river itself and look after tourists that come and fish in our river as well.
All of us, when we're out in the bush, we can feel that special connection with the land. But you must more so because you are born of the land.
Yeah.
Well, do you feel that special connection?
It is. When Mum first told me that I was actually born on the banks of the Daly River, and I said, really? Yeah. You were born on country and then taken to the clinic that was in the community in a canoe, not a flashboat, just a canoe. Baby crying in the boat. Granddad was sitting with me and Grandmum, and it was scary because I was crying all the way in.
It would have been.
in a tiny canoe, that was. Yeah. And as I was growing up, I realized that there was a reason for me to be born on the country. Maybe like I was the chosen one in my family, and this is where I ended up. And you know, I just still can't believe that I'm first female fishery inspector.
Like it was always going to be that way. You were born on the river and now you work on the river.
Yeah, and in my lifetime I've lived closely with my mum, but now she's in Darwin in a home, which is what makes me like want to do more because she's in a home now and she's got Alzheimer's disease and it's just sad that your mum's not with me anymore, but the country is still with me.
Mm. Is your mum present enough to know when you say to her, this is what I've done?
No. Like she doesn't even know who I am really anymore, which is sad. But when I look at Mum, she likes give me the courage to be what I want to be. When I think it took me 3 years of training to become fishery inspector. But I had it in my mind all the time. Like, and I think she kept pushing me. That's the feeling anyway. I still have it today. When I'm working, I'm always thinking about my elders, the land itself, and the other rangers that are with me now.
What about your uncle?
Sadly, my uncle passed away, I think, two years ago. He passed away, which was sad. Like, he was, my uncle was the one that actually built the ranger group out there. He started off with just an axe, trying to take care of weeds. Yeah, and then NLC came in and supported us, and that's where we are today. Like, got a good little ranger group going out there.
Do you think he would have been proud?
I think he's looking down at us now and he's really proud.
And you said all the study that you had to do to be able to become an inspector. Like,
it was really, really hard for me as a female. But then I work with other rangers too, not just the Malak mob. We all get together from all different communities. And most of the people that were there, they were all men. And, like, the men will always support me too while I was doing my training. It was really good. Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you do as a ranger, a fisheries inspector now? What kind of things will you be doing?
I've already started.
Tell me about your first day on the job.
On the 27th, I think I got graduated as a fishery inspector, the water police, and everybody came down there to give me my certificate and my fishery inspector card. And the next day I was in the river with the water police, and I think we're the first rangers that are starting to use tags to put on terrapin pots.
And what does that do?
Like, we've got red tags for non-compliant pots. The training I did for that was for the terrapin pots. We call them prawn traps. And there is a lot of people that actually use prawn trap in that river, and some people tend to do the right thing and some don't. I think that's why I wanted to have power, so as I can do something about it, which I am now. I've got the power to actually pull pots up, check if it's the right pot. Like, if it's non-compliant, it's going to have a red tag straight away.
And then what happens once it gets a red tag?
I have to write a report, and I send that to fisheries, and I send that to the water police.
And the water police come and pull them up?
Yeah. I'm not allowed to take him. I'm allowed to just pull him up and just leave it in the same spot. But now, before that, like, I never had the power to pull pots up. But because of my training, I'm allowed to do that, pull the pots up, but not take them.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine what someone who's been illegally setting these pots and they come and pull it up and find your red tag on it. So you get to work with the water police as well? What's that like?
It was really good working with the water police. Some of the water police that I've worked with were really great while I was doing my training. And I want to thank one of the water police that I've worked with for a very long time, which was Richard Shields, I think his name was. I want to thank him for training me. I did most of my training at Bachelor and some at the Mountain Dam with the water police. And my last one, I've actually done it in the Darwin Harbour with the water police, talking to tourists, making sure that they've got floats, the right stuff. Yeah, it was a really hard, long journey for me.
Sounds exciting, though.
I'm really glad it's over, but now,
now you can really get to work.
Get to work. And I did, straight after my graduation, I was in the river the next morning. And then yesterday I went out again with the boys in a Malak Ranger boat, which was really good.
So what advice do you give to other women, especially, who might be thinking about going and following you in this kind of career?
My advice to other women, Indigenous women, young or old, is be proud of who you are. And, you know, look after your country, make sure your country is good. It's not just our country. We share our land with everybody, and just make sure that everybody's doing the right thing.